This podcast is not intended to portray any real-life people living or dead. It is strictly parody. Any resemblance to real persons is accidental. You are not allowed to sue us. Anyone who listens to this podcast and leaves a negative review on iTunes hereby, through listening to this podcast, owes us $250 million.
What'd you get?
Just some cute socks to keep my legs warm this winter.
That's smart. You're thinking ahead.
Yeah, well, when it's autumn, you have to start stockpiling things like acorns and socks.
Ah, yes, I forgot. You're a literal bear.
Bears don't wear socks, so I can't be a literal bear.
You gotta start eating, you know, grass and sticks and mud.
Don't.
You've gotta form a plug that will plug up your butthole.
Okay,
so
fuck you,
don't
buddy.
Poop all winter. What for a bear? That's what they do.
I didn't say I was a bear. You
I'm pretty sure. I'll rewind the tape. I'm pretty sure you said you were a bear.
You make me so angry. Maybe I'll dress up as a bear for Halloween, though.
Yes, and I will be a jar of honey. No, a beehive.
How about a big salmon? And your costume doesn't have any arm holes.
I'm a big salmon. I love it.
I'll push you over and you can flop around on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey there. I didn't see you in the studio.
Oh. Hi. When did our audience get in here?
You guys are so sneaky. Ugh. Let me put my pants back on and my trench coat, and we're good to go.
Get my dark sunglasses and my fedora hat and my newspaper with two holes cut out of it. What are we doing?
Oh, we're just making ourselves decent for these guys.
Oh. Oh, hi. I forgot you were there.
Anyway, guys, now that you're here, I wanted to say, welcome to week two of our Halloween super spectacular amazing marathon.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that. We're doing that all the way up until Halloween.
Cool.
Welcome to Halloween. It's time to get spooky.
Only 5 weeks left.
It's time to get gruesome. It's time to get macabre. It's time to get deadly. It's time to bite down on those razor blades in your apples.
That's not a real thing.
It is now. Except we're doing it on purpose because it's Halloween.
Ooh, spooky violence against children.
Well, no, we're grown-ups. This is grown-up Halloween.
Oh, so we're putting razor blades into apples and then eating them ourselves.
Yes.
Perfect. What are you going as for Halloween?
Bloodmouth.
What are you doing for Halloween? Hospital.
I heard the hospital has the full-size candy bars, so, crunch.
Then dentist.
Jesus.
Oh.
That's bad. That's upsetting.
They're going to have to just replace my mouth.
That is the worst Halloween costume ever.
Yeah, my Halloween costume is a safety PSA.
My Halloween costume is an example to others.
I live my life like that, so it wouldn't be a very good Halloween costume.
We should go as the couple's costume that is the two adult babies.
No, I refuse.
The worst thing. Okay, you name a better one then.
Okay, how about the guy with the pitchfork and his wife from that one Americana
American
painting?
American Gothic.
Yeah, American Gothic.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Alternatively, we could be Goat and Welshman.
Ew.
I love a good couple's costume.
Oh, fuck yourself, not a goat. Anyway, they have sheep there. That's their whole thing.
Oh, sorry. Sheep and Welshman.
How about I go as a sheep? And you go as a wool sweater.
Not bad.
You mean not bad.
Bad.
I think going as a sheep would actually be really cute. Mm.
Ooh, what if you go as Jason Voorhees and I go as the knife he's using to kill people?
So you just put like a foam giant full body knife costume on?
I'll be a machete. I'll be a big machete.
Okay.
Ooh. I go as machete, and you go as Machete Kills, the sequel. Okay. We're both DVD cases.
Okay, I go as Spy Kids and you go as Spy Kids 2.
If you're Spy Kids, I'm Spy Kids 3D.
Spy Kids 2 is the best one, though. One of us has to be Spy Kids 2.
I suppose only one of the Spy Kids movies has Steve Buscemi in it.
As an evil scientist animal shrinker.
Well, as anyone.
Yeah, which means Stephen Buscemi, if we want to be formal.
Mr. Buscemi, your table is ready.
Professor Buscemi.
Professor Stephen Buscemi, Cambridge.
Excuse me, Dr. B.
Call me the Boosh.
The Boosh. How about we go as the Mighty Boosh?
That's a great idea.
I'll be the Hitcher.
I will. I don't know who I am, but I'm wearing a leisure suit made of mirrors.
Okay, so you'd be Vince Noir. By the way, guys, that's my favorite show, so we might go off on a little bit of a tear here. Last year, Ryan took me to see Noel Fielding's comedy show live in Portland, and they performed quite a bit of Mighty Boosh bit.
It was an experience.
Especially since Ryan had only seen, like, one episode.
I was not prepared.
I highly recommend the show and his recent work as the host on Great British Bake Off, which was a surprisingly unexpected turn for him, but one of my other favorite shows featuring one of my favorite actors as a host, and I couldn't be more pleased. How about this? I'll go as Paul Hollywood and you go as Mary Berry.
Oh my God, I'm so into it. Absolutely.
Hope you don't mind a bit of a soggy bottom, dearie. And then we hand out, like, amazingly decorated cakes to all the children.
That's a good bake.
That's a good bake. I know. I'll go as Sherlock Holmes, and you go as...
Sherlock Holmes' violin.
No, stop. We're not doing a person and an object they use.
I'm sorry. You be Sherlock Holmes.
And you be the housekeeper.
Wonderful.
I used to have a really dashing deerstalker cap that I only wore up in the mountains where no one could see me wearing a deerstalker
yeah,
cap.
Yeah, fair enough.
Gotta keep my earsies warm. They're my money makers.
What?
You know, I work in an audio medium.
Okay. That's how that works. I have nothing to say.
How about you go as a giant ear and I'll go as a Q-tip?
That is inappropriate.
Can I puncture your eardrum?
No.
What if we went as Muppet puppeteers?
Muppeteers?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That would be
what
really
puppets cool. would we have, though?
Well, obviously, I would have Kermit the Frog and Fozzie
would
Bear.
You?
Yeah.
Would you have Kermit the Frog?
Shut up. Okay, fine. You could have... Ugh. It would piss me off.
I don't know. I hear you're Kermit. It might be better than mine.
You could have Bert and Ernie.
That's pretty good.
I'm not going to do a Kermit impression. I want to distract you.
How about you have Bert and Ernie, and I just have a big sign that says they're gay.
No, but I'm making them kiss the whole night. It's subtext. We don't need a big sign.
I don't
saying
think it's
it.
Subtext.
It's...
You're right. They're just two close friends, roommates who rely on each other, that kiss all the time. That's all. Two straight guys kissing all the time.
They're being weird because they're Muppets. But also one of the writers did recently announce
yeah,
that
it's
gay.
In the news. And then I believe it was a representative thereof who came out and said they're not gay, that guy's wrong, they are just roommates. Because for some reason, in the year of our Lord, 2010 and 8, it is not advisable for a business to admit that their clearly gay characters are gay.
Elmo's world. how about I go as the concept of the media?
Uh-huh.
And you go as a Molotov cocktail.
Not bad. How about I go as the concept of the people? And you go as the concept of O.J. Simpson?
Oh my God. First of all, bad timing. You should have thought of that when you were a little kid.
Dang.
Ooh. Speaking of little kids.
We should go as little kids.
No, that's not what I was going to say. That would be weird.
Twick-a-twee.
No, we're shuffling around with our shoes on our knees. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Can I have some candy, please?
I'm going to egg your house.
I threw toy whip paper on your tweed. That's not what any little kid sounds like.
No real child sounds like that.
If they do, I would evacuate the vicinity because clearly they're possessed.
It's a big problem. What were you saying about speaking of little kids?
Oh, hang on. I'll go as a possessed person, which is just me normally, but then when someone asks what my costume is, my head starts spinning around.
Perfect. That's awesome. And I'll go as the...
priest?
Shaker that the priest uses.
Oh, you can't keep being an inanimate object. That's... fuck. Anyway, speaking of little kids, and we're not going dressed up as little kids.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious now, did your parents ever make your costumes when you were little, or did you just
buy
them?
Hell yeah.
That makes sense, because your dad is super crafty.
My mom actually would sew our costumes.
Mm. Did she do a good job?
I think generally. I don't have any that really stick out, any Halloween costumes. The only costume I particularly remember her making for me was actually not a Halloween costume. It was...
oh boy.
It was an elf costume. For me to go around with our neighbor who is dressed as Santa Claus to all the old folks' homes and give them Christmas presents.
You were a tiny little elf.
I was a little Santa's helper, and he would, you know, bring a bag of gifts, and I'd pass them out to people.
How old were you?
I would have been maybe 10.
I've seen pictures of you when you were 10. You had, like, light blonde hair and real chubby little cheeks and bright blue eyes.
I was adorable.
I bet you looked really fucking funny dressed up as an elf, though.
I remember that I had felt shoes, too, and they would slide on the linoleum floors of the old folks' home, so I'd be sliding around. But it was either the next year after that or 2 years, but the first year that we actually had store-bought costumes, I was Spider-Man. And I was so excited to have my costume that I went trick-or-treating a week early.
What?
As soon as
Wait,
I got my
a
costume.
Year or two after, you would have been 11 or 12. That's like...
I would have been... I believe I was 11.
That's like
maybe
nearing
10.
The end of your trick-or-treating phase. I mean, it feels like a little too old to go around a week early and trick-or-treat.
I was young enough for it to be cute. Maybe I was 10. I don't know.
Okay.
But
your story doesn't add up, but...
I think it adds up. I don't think it's necessarily appropriate.
We'll have to find out next week on cereal.
I believe I was 11.
It feels like a little too old to go around a week early. I'll have to do a little more investigative reporting.
You don't know it, but I actually just dropped in a small clip of the cereal theme song, and they loved it.
Oh, did they? The
they
audience
did.
Sitting
the audience
in here
loved
with us?
It.
Well, good.
Can you hear their raucous applause from our live studio audience?
I hope you don't drop in clips of that. What if we had canned applause on the podcast? How grim would that be? No.
Well, folks, that's a clap.
No.
There, what, did you hear it that time?
No, I didn't. I can't hear any of it. I'm sorry to break the fucking kayfabe, but this is not any of it. I feel like I'm being reverse haunted. There are voices in your head that I'm supposed to be hearing.
That was real funny, wasn't it? See, they're doing it for you too.
He's looking at the wall like there's someone there. How about for Halloween we go as anything except what Ryan is doing right now?
How about for Halloween we go as a live studio audience?
That would be really fucking funny. We have a little bench and a little light up sign that says applause, and we're like, woo, yeah!
It's just two of us.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Be pretty good.
If we could get like 5 people to be a studio audience with us, and we could go like, oh.
Ooh. We'd have to go downtown Seattle and just like sit on the side of the street, and when people walk by, react to what they're doing. Someone stumbles out of a bar and barfs on the sidewalk. Aww. Two people kiss. Woo!
Ooh. That's an amazing costume idea. I'm glad I came up with it.
What the fuck is wrong? I'm being gaslighted.
Every right history. fuck you.
Oh, jeez. You know what I'm going as for Halloween? Nothing. I'm staying home.
I'm going to be Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, that would be great.
It would be so good. You should be Launchpad. That would be good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How great would that be?
It'd be pretty great.
It'd be pretty great. So what, like, actual Halloween costumes did your mom make for you?
I don't remember.
Well, they must not have been very good.
Wow, that's rude. I'll have to ask her. I'll get back to you next week.
You know what's great is parents who, like, get elaborate baby costumes when their kids are too little to object. I am 2 years older than my twin siblings, so when they were infants, I think my mom dressed us up as, I was the Cat in the Hat, and they were thing one and thing two, and that's fucking brilliant. I don't know if she came up with that on her own or what. Because they didn't have Pinterest when I was a little kid.
Nah, she definitely came up with that.
I think that's incredible. She did that kind of thing almost every year. She was really involved in our costume process. I mean, there was, I think, 2 years in a row where I was Spider-Man, and then I was also Spider-Man for the week before and after Halloween.
Because, like me.
Well, I think I was about four.
Okay.
So I did it a little earlier than you.
Yeah, well, fair.
And then if I recall correctly from the scrapbooks, when I was like four or five, I was a tiger. I have some really cute pictures of it. If anyone wants to see, let me know and I'll tweet them.
Hell yeah.
One year when I was, I think, 13, we put together a really fantastic werewolf costume. I don't know if there are any photos remaining, but I wanted it to be scary instead of cute. Nice. So we had like a snout and fangs. And
that's very you.
Yeah. But this year, as adults, we need to surpass ourselves because last year, we blew it off. The year before that, I think we were Calvin and Hobbes. I was Hobbes and you were Calvin.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this year, I'll be Hobbes and you be Calvin.
No, that's so lazy. This isn't Spider-Man and then Spider-Man again. We got a really knuckled down.
Why shouldn't we? Spider-Man keeps doing it.
Fuck me. Yeah, you're right. We'll get like eight people together. There'd be all the different iterations of Spider-Man. Not all, but some.
Yeah. Dibs on Tobey Maguire.
Okay, dibs on original Spider-Man from the comics.
Cool.
Obviously. Let's pitch some real ideas back and forth for Halloween costumes for this year.
Okay, Jay and Silent Bob.
That's a fantastic one. We've been talking about doing that for a while now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would be Jay and you would be Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be able to be silent for a whole Halloween?
No.
Hmm.
I think we could pull it off either way.
I guess so, but I kind of want you to get into the character and really...
I could do it, yeah.
Really, you know, like, be quiet.
Tough luck.
How about I have you be the original Ryan Reynolds Deadpool?
So and my
I'll be the new Deadpool.
That's actually a really good couple's costume.
Right? Works for me. How about Frog and Toad? From the kids' books.
Yes!
I would get to wear a waistcoat and some warm woolen pants, which is always a consideration on Halloween. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I want to go as a slutty pangolin, but then again, it's kind of chilly that time of year. Same goes for my birthday. I can't wear a party dress on my birthday, which, by the way, everyone, is October 24th, 1 week before Halloween exactly, because it's fucking freezing.
We should go as Bigfoots.
2 big feet.
1 big America. We should go as political candidates who are both Bigfoot.
So basically just like...
2 Bigfoot costumes.
Rubber Bigfoot hands and feet and a Bigfoot head and then like a nicely tailored suit.
Yes. One with a red tie, one with a blue tie.
Can you be Trumpfoot? I don't want to be Trumpfoot.
Oh, don't say that. You've just created the... There it goes. It's in the world now.
Flap, 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 flap.
That exists. You just did that.
Sorry. We don't have that many people who make fan art, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I had to go and say that.
Maybe somewhere, some years down the line when someone's listening to the back catalog, we'll be inundated with...
Maybe. We'll see.
Nasty fan art. But by then, hopefully we won't have to worry about real life Trumpfoot.
Yeah, he'll be dead.
Is that a threat?
Yes.
Good. Roll out, Bigfoot squad. I picture us as
ninjas, but with guns and also Bigfoot masks. It's tight as hell.
Trust me, guys. It's really cool.
This assassination is fresh. Can this podcast be used as evidence in court?
Yes. Yes, it can.
What if we put a disclaimer at the beginning?
Give me a disclaimer and I'll put it at the beginning.
This podcast is not intended to portray any real life people living or dead. It is strictly parody. Any resemblance to real persons is accidental. You are not allowed to sue us. And anyone who listens to this podcast and leaves a negative review on iTunes hereby, through listening to this podcast, owes us $250 million.
Not bad.
You can just leave it in here and then they can get
the
full
effect.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, I already listened to the disclaimer. There's nothing bad in there, so I'll tune out a little bit. And they'll go to, what?
What?
I already left a bad review when they were talking about being giant babies. Unfair.
Ryan.
Layla.
What if? Shut up. No, okay, stop copying me.
What?
This is Halloween, not April Fool's fuckery.
Cool.
What if we went as Pokemon starters?
How do you start a Pokemon?
Oh my god.
With the Pokeball.
Dead to me. Dead to me.
Fair. Hey, I have some cryptid-related news.
Oh boy, breaking news. This just in. Mm-hmm, we're going now to our sports anchor.
Well, it's not breaking news. It's been public for a bit.
So they taped it back together.
it was broken a while ago.
Broken news. Let us know.
It is a new movie from the WB, Warner Brothers.
The WB.
And WAG, Warner Animation Group. And it's called Smallfoot. It's about a group of Yetis who live at the top of a very high mountain above the clouds, and they tell stories of the Smallfoot, which is, of course, people.
Yeah.
And then one time a parachuter, I guess, it crashes on the mountain, and the one Yeti finds him. But they can't communicate because he's trying to talk to him. But all the guy can hear is like, roar, 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 roar. He gets really scared and he runs away. And the Yeti goes back to his family, his tribe, and tries to convince them of what he saw. And he gets banished because they don't believe him. And so he climbs down the mountain, which nobody's ever done.
All right. We're getting into spoilers territory. So basically,
this was all in the trailer.
So basically you're saying this is a reverse cryptid buddy comedy?
Yes.
I love that. Is it live action or animated?
It is absolutely animated. Oh my god, if it was live action, though, that would be so good.
Well, give it 10 years and they're going to make a live action animation with weird CGI. So don't you worry.
No CGI. I want Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, shit.
But
I want the beef jerky guy.
The Jack Link's commercials are a fucking smear campaign. Bigfoot is not like that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Maybe
need
these,
everybody to know.
Maybe these guys don't. What do you guys think? Is he like that?
Well, come on, speak up. Oh, shit.
What is this, Dora the Explorer?
Come on, vamanos.
Hey, for Halloween, we should just go as Teletubbies.
No.
Yeah, it's warm, cozy costumes.
We should go as Dora in boots.
We should go as Zoomoomafoo and...
The Krat Brothers?
Yeah, you can be the Krat Brothers and I'll be Zoomoomafoo.
Perfect. Where do you get another set of arms?
I'll find it. Arms dealer.
No, but you got to hear this cast.
Arms dealer.
Oh my god, that's really funny. I'm so sorry. I stepped on your joke.
It's all right. I pooped in your pillowcase.
What? Yeah, I guess we're even. Jesus. Let me check out this cast. LeBron James. Yes.
He's got big feet.
Yeah. Zendaya. Channing Tatum. James Corden. Gina Rodriguez. Common. The rapper. Common. Yara Shahidi. Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Jimmy Tatro. Eli Henry.
I don't know who most of those people are, but fucking Danny DeVito as a Yeti would be tight.
Danny DeVito is the main Yeti's dad, and he's very short. And the main Yeti guy is very tall. I think Migo? Maybe?
Say, what's your favorite Danny DeVito character performance in an animated movie? That's interesting. Mine is from the My Little Pony animated 1980s movie where he plays King Grundle.
Oh, boy. He is king of the Grundles, isn't he?
That's mean. But he is King Grundle.
Mm.
His fucking most stellar performance to date.
I think my make-a-wish is to meet Danny DeVito.
Are you dying?
I mean, we're all dying, man.
All right. Inspiring. You know, they probably wanted to call it Littlefoot.
Yeah, probably.
Tough titty. Land Before Time got there first, and I'm okay with that. So are we going to go to the Smallfoot premiere and, like, wear our fan-made t-shirts and merchandise and
fursuits, yeah.
Do some
What, you don't want to break out the Yeti fursuits? We have, I mean, right, we don't, we sold, I mean, never had those.
I'm actually wearing my Yeti fursuit under my human suit.
What are you under the Yeti suit?
18 meerkats.
Wow. I'm just one smaller human.
You're a Russian nesting doll of humans.
Yep.
But not like a pregnancy thing, like a puppeteer thing.
Mm. Like, and, in, well, a pregnancy
like
thing,
like in
too.
Master of Disguise.
Yes. What? Yes.
A slappy. That movie is so fucking horrible.
It's a bad movie.
A slap. But the guy's name is Pistachio, and that's so fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Oh. I got really, 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 really high one day when you guys were all out of the house, and I just watched Master of Disguise and roasted marshmallows in the fireplace.
Well, that's about all I can take for one episode. If you enjoyed it, head on over to iTunes, leave us a review. We fucking love reading those. That's right. We fucking love it.
Yeah, we say fuck.
We say F words.
We say the fuck words.
We say F words and S words and B words and D words and, well, we don't say the K word, but we do say most of the words.
What's the K word?
We don't say it.
Well, you can say it.
You can tweet at us at Bigfoot and Bob or email us bigfootandbob@gmail.com. And we have a very special recommendation for you this week. If you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial of their service. And we specifically want you to check out Monster Squad, The Iron Golem by Christian Page. This is narrated by our roommate and benefactor, Natalie Hoyt.
She gives us the little box and we say voices in it and it makes no noise.
She is an excellent narrator and it's actually a pretty engaging book. It's some YA fiction, a group of kids, they meet an iron golem.
What?
Yes, madness ensues.
Superman.
So go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, get The Iron Golem.
And Congo by Michael Crichton.
And listen to them at the same time. Congo in the left ear, Iron Golem in the right ear. It's awesome.
You'll go fucking nuts.
You will go insane. We should say that. Ha! We already said you can't sue us.
Ha, bitches. You can leave us a 5-star review and say mean things in it, as long as it's 5 stars.
I'm like, this is the fucking worst podcast ever, and they look funny even for my ears.
Yeah.
5 stars.
And their dicks smell bad. And, they don't always edit out the fart noises.
I always edit out the fart noises.
That's why it takes you so long to edit.
We record 2 hours of content. Oh, gosh. Hey, thanks for sticking with us for another week of whatever this is.
And stay tuned next week for our super Halloween spooky insane marathon number 3. It's Halloween.
So until then.
Halloween.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth
is
Halloween.
Here.
You know in Master of Disguise, how the guy laughs really hard and he laughs too hard and makes himself fart and then he gets really embarrassed and every single time. And it's funny the first 2 times and the 3rd time you're like, okay, I get it. But then the 4th time and the 5th time it's like, holy shit, this is so funny.